Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
And so, once again, the sun is risen on a new day, and on the first day of a new week, in the first month of a new year. The psalmist of old said, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." It may feel sometimes that not every day is made for rejoicing, but when mingled with faith, the worst of dawns can break with the best of light. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and it's my privilege to welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. Here are some words from Psalm 27 about light. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock."
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw.
Let us pray. Enlightening God, today we gather to celebrate and to give thanks for the light that you shine into the darkness of our inner selves, that darkness that hides in the cracks and the crevasses of our hearts and minds, which make us vulnerable to our secret fears and doubts. Come, light of the world, into our lives and living, so that we may shine with the radiance of being beloved children of God and confident in our trust in you. We rejoice in the light of this new day, full as it will be with the possibilities of what you can do within us. And if it be a day that seems overcast with the shadows that may follow us from the past, may the light of Jesus shine in these times and in these places. Gracious God, you shepherd us by still waters and guide us along paths of justice and peace. You send your comfort and courage to relieve our tears and fears, even in the shadows of death. We offer our praise in love and loyalty, for you are always with us. Merciful God, you call us to follow your way of compassion, but too often we criticize each other. You call us to follow your way of peace, but too often we remain divided. You call us to trust you, but too often our fears and doubts overwhelm us. Forgive us, O God, and strengthen our commitment to follow your ways. God calls us in love, in forgiveness, and welcomes us with a warm embrace. Hear the good news of the gospel. Rejoice that in Christ we are forgiven, and let us be at peace with God, ourselves, and with those around us. Amen. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4 and at verse 12, let us hear the word of God. Now when Jesus heard that John the Baptist had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men and women." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Amen.
We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching, marching, we are marching.
You remember the striking words of the psalm I opened this broadcast with? Psalm 27 commences with a tremendous statement of faith of David. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" I missed some verses out as I read it to you, but in those verses that I missed out, David listed his potential and very real enemies who vigorously tried to kill or capture him. And he realistically stated, "When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, though a mighty army surrounds me, even if I am attacked, my enemies are waiting for me. They accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath they threaten me with violence." Yes, David's situation was indeed frightening. And many of us have never had any similar experiences. And yet I believe the things that are truly frightening to many people are the potential loss of things they have been good at or even excelled at doing. For example, how fearful it must be for people with leadership skills to feel helpless. How frightening for people fluent in speech to become speechless. How bewildering for people with long memories to not be able to remember who they are as a person or who it is that they have loved, married, or given birth to. Despite David's precarious situation, when balanced against his trust in God's faithfulness to him and God's merciful care of him, what can we learn from the various scenarios listed above? Is God's faithful care and compassion any less because the things we are fearful about are not as physically, emotionally, or spiritually damaging as was David's situation? Sometimes adrenaline enables us to deal with emergency situations, supported by our faith in God. But those examples of less dangerous yet devastating situations can be more draining and destructive to us as a whole than any physical danger or threat. The liberating aspects of our faith, hope, and trust in God's guidance are the defining elements that make our life bearable, and they enable us to deal with those challenges. And the verse from Psalm 27 puts before us readers two alternatives to life: fear or faith. Fear and not doubt is cast as the alternative to faith. And the two faith affirmations suggest why the poet chose faith. "The Lord is my light, the light that dispels darkness, the one who brings wholeness or salvation to life." And the other image is of God being a stronghold, of refuge, of defense. In spite of life-threatening opponents, trust is the order of the day. God is worthy of trust, and being in God's holy presence, in our sacred places of worship, and maybe even being beside the radio or the computer here today is your sacred space. It restores our faith and trust in the God who loves us and renews us to face the challenges in life's journey. Our life and living become balanced as we worship, witness, and serve God in our daily lives, because we believe that the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress. So why should I tremble? It was faith, not fear, that won out for the disciples of Jesus, for Peter and Andrew, James and John, as they heard and listened to the call of Jesus. They found in him, in some way beyond human knowing, a reason for faith that dispelled their fears, and in the words, "Follow me," found a life and a faith worth believing. And so what about you? What do you fear? Fear will prevent you from experiencing God's purpose and plan for your life. If you let fear control whether or not you believe and trust and obey God, you've already lost the race. Fear inhibits the heart, but faith strengthens the heart. Faith allows you to move into uncharted territory with the confidence that God is already there waiting for you. Remember what the Bible says about faith. We live by faith and not by sight. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Fear will prevent you from experiencing once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and can steal the joy and peace Christ prayed you would have. And each time we encounter a particular fear, whether it is inadequacy, the unknown, change, or whatever, we can turn to God in faith to seek his will, his encouragement, and his strength. Let's not miss out on what God has in store for us by allowing our fears to win out over faith.
My rock in time.
We turn to God in prayer again. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, and bring to you a joyful sacrifice of praise, an offering of prayer here in this holy space as we reflect upon your word. At the beginning of time, you were the light that split open the darkness and brought all things into being. Throughout the history of your people, you brought the light of your law and prophets to bear. But in Jesus Christ, you have proclaimed to us the good news of the nearness of heaven and summoned us to repent and to follow him as disciples. He was killed, but you raised him to new life. And although his cross is derided as foolishness, to us who are being saved, it is your power at work, breaking the grip of our oppressors, teaching us your truth, healing our sicknesses, increasing our joy, and leading us home in prayer. And so with faith and confidence, we come before you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Creator God, today we live with the consequences of actions that have made life unsustainable for some and overabundant for others. Teach us to know how to use responsibly the resources you have given us for the benefit of all and the respect of your creation, for the groaning creation cries out to you. Compassionate God, help us repair the harm that we've inflicted upon each other and the divisions we've created amongst your people. Just as Christ Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit onto the disciples to birth the community of the new creation, send your grace to heal our divisions and gift us with the unity for which Jesus prayed. And in this season of the week of prayer of Christian unity, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you who are the way, the truth, and the life, who embodied justice in your ministry on earth by the good that you did, would break down the walls that divide and the prejudices that imprison. Open our hearts and minds to recognize that though we are many, your people are one in you. And hear us now, as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. As I mentioned, this is the season of the week of prayer of Christian unity, and there is a service to mark the occasion at St. Michael's Cathedral in Sherbrooke at 2 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. But of course, you can always join us in person or online at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. Or you could find your way to that church which is perhaps hold a particular expression of hope and faith and love for you. May God bless you this day. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, and I need thee every hour. Make me thine indeed, thy blessed Son. need thee, oh, I need thee. In every hour I need thee. Oh, bless thou my Savior, I cry. I come to thee.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.